Fast Am I, good evening and welcome to the Manx Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker, playing the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and around the world. We have two special guests in the studio tonight, Elizabeth Davison-Blythe and Daniel Quayle. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
They'll be talking about their new album and we'll be playing some tracks from it later in the show. First, here's A Ray of Sunshine from Orkney. This is Farah with Solar. Thank you. That was Solar, track one from the brand new album by Orkney's Farah. The album is called Energy Island, takes it as theme, the success of Orkney, placing itself at the forefront of sustainable energy developments, to the extent that at times they actually export electricity back to mainland Scotland. Some very forward thinking there from Orkney. Amazing what can be done on islands if the political will is there. Wind power. How about Westland Winds from Scottish legend Dick Gochan?
Now Westland winds and slaughtering guns bring autumn's pleasant weather. The moorcock springs on budding wings among the blooming heather. Now waving grain winds o'er the plain, delights the weary farmer, and the moon shines bright when I rove at night to muse upon my charmer. The partridge loves the fruitful fells, the plover loves the mountains, the woodcock haunts the lonely dells, the soaring hen the fountains. Through lofty groves the cushat roves, the path of man to shun it. The hazel bush o'erhangs the thrush, the spreading thorn the linnet. Thus every kind their pleasure find, the savage and the tender. Some social join and leagues combine, some solitary wander. Upon to weigh the cruel sway, tyrannic man's dominion, the sportsman's joy, the murdering cry, the fluttering gory pinion. But Peggy dear, the evening's clear, swift flies the skimming swallow. The sky is blue, the fields in view, all fading green and yellow. Come, let us stray our gladsome way and view the charms of nature. Rustling corn, the fruited thorn, and every happy creature. We'll gently walk and sweetly talk till the silent moon shine clearly. I'll grasp thy waist and fondly pressed swear how I love thee dearly. Not vernal showers to barren flowers, not autumn to the farmer, so dear can be as thou to me, my fair, my lovely charmer.
That was Now Westlin Wins, a Robbie Burns song, of course, from what is probably the classic Dick Gochan album called A Handful of Earth from 2006. Now, I heard this version of Rigs of the Time the other day by Taran, who are a new English folk trio, with their first album Revel just released, and this song seems somehow appropriate just at the moment.
Come all you good people, I must bring you in to hear a few words about swindles and stings. In this generation, as much as the last, there's those who hold power with cunning and craft. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time. Here's to the lawmaker that's duping our votes, who lust to rise higher with hands on our throats, or gifting our contracts to their mates on the low. It's a funny old farmer who reaps but not sows. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time. Paid for excluding the rest from the land, while small farmers strive for a wage from their crops, your pillars must fall if you're skimming the top. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time. Time. Oh, these are the rigs of the time. We need is like blood from a stone. The applause doesn't pay, it's no wonder we groan. In meeting our duty of care with a bend, and all you can spare is one measly descent. No wonder house prices have gone through the roof, and we're paying them off till we're long in the tooth. If you own one or two, you draw rent to buy. Their bluster, send them a fine. When they are up there, the cloud it will burst. The biggest old rascal come tumbling down first. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time. Time. Oh, these are the rigs of the time.
Taran there with Rigs of the Time. Rigs in this sense means tricks or ways of swindling people. It just goes to show how some of these old songs stay relevant, doesn't it? Now to our guests, Elizabeth Davison-Blythe and Daniel Quayle. They've just released their new album, The Coast Road, and I'll be chatting to them after this track, which is called The Croft. ¶¶ So that was The Croft from Elizabeth Davison Blythe and Daniel Quayle's brand new album, The Coast Road. And right here in the studio, we have Elizabeth and Daniel. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
So perhaps first of all, you could tell us a little bit about your background. Elizabeth, do you want to tell us that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think most of my background is actually in classical performing. I studied classical violin for years in Boston, which is where I'm from. And I discovered a little bit of Cape Breton and Scottish fiddling when I was younger as well in Boston through the fiddle playing of Hanukkah Castle, who's an amazing, amazing musician, also lives in the Boston area. And but I mostly focused on classical for years until I decided to study abroad in Scotland.
All right.
Yeah.
So whereabouts in Scotland did you study?
I studied abroad at the University of Edinburgh.
Excellent.
Right at the beginning of 2020.
Oh, right, right.
Which is quite a time to be abroad.
Indeed. So what sort of course was that? Was that a traditional music course?
No, I didn't study music at university, actually. Oh, right. I studied political science.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Something a bit different. But yeah, so I started playing in sessions in Scotland. Started learning tunes and met a lot of amazing musicians and really steeped myself in this kind of music there, I think.
Okay, excellent. And Daniel, were you in Scotland too at that stage?
I was in Scotland, yeah. I was living in Edinburgh and playing a lot of sessions.
Because, of course, you're from the island originally yourself.
I'm from Onchan, yeah.
So how did you start playing?
Just a lot of... I was surrounded by traditional music at the Bunskull and also the... The Brie, Manx music.
Yes.
The Culture Vannan organise, I think, was hugely influential in that as well. But I was just surrounded by musicians growing up.
And how did you end up in Scotland then?
I went to study linguistics and ended up studying the insides of Scottish traditional music pubs and the inner workings of that sphere rather than linguistics.
Right.
In favour of a more leisurely lifestyle playing traditional music. Little did I know.
And the culmination to this point is this fantastic new album that you've just released. Tell us a little bit about the process of getting the album together.
We met in Scotland while I was studying abroad and started talking about it from maybe day two that we had met ridiculous like that.
I think it was the day after we met, we had a conversation. We should record an album. And it was very, very sort of hypothetical. And 2 years later, 2.5 years later, we went into the studio.
Uh-huh. And you had some help from Culture Vannan with the funding for that.
We absolutely could not have done this without Culture Vannan, so we're very grateful for their support in this project.
It was this interesting sort of working with an organisation that has sort of been very... fundamental to my development in traditional music for a long time, and then for them to help to fund the album was hugely helpful. Yeah,
excellent. Shall we hear another track from it?
Yes.
Thank you. was For Ewan from Elizabeth Davison Blythe and Daniel Quayle's album The Coast Road. Who's Ewan then, guys?
So Ewan Forfar was a regular at the Royal Oak, which is where the two of us met and where I learned to play a lot of the traditional music that I play now.
Excellent. Well, he should be very pleased with that tune that you've written for him.
He actually passed away last year.
Oh,
so
that's very sad.
We sort of, I don't know, recorded this tune as in his honour, for sure.
Oh, I'm sure he's very happy with it.
It's a lovely tune, yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about the album and who you worked with to make it.
So we recorded the album in Clockwork Studio in Tartu, Estonia, with a great recording engineer, Elia Ivanov, and mixing engineer, Silva Lepaste, who work with all of the top Estonian folk musicians.
Yes, that's something I meant to ask you about, actually. What's the Estonian link? You must have one.
I think this is more... Well, you went to a few traditional music camps in Estonia when you were younger. So you had already been there several times when we started going.
Okay.
And that was sort of how we found it, I guess.
Yeah, Estonia has a real affinity for their traditional music, and more so than pretty much anywhere else that I've ever come across.
Mm.
It is the popular music in Estonia is traditional music.
And you've just
Estonia.
Come back so, from tour there, haven't you?
Yeah, they just seem to really, really be into their traditional music. And we thought, who better to work with than people that really understand traditional music, but to whom what we're doing will be different, and they'll have a different approach to recording and mixing it.
That's very interesting. So back to the album then. You've got some friends and esteemed musicians on there playing along with you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we definitely do. We got so, so lucky with our guests. I've said it a million times and I'll keep saying it. We got Tom Collister to play on two tracks. We got Kieran Ryan to play on two tracks. And David Kilgallen did the string arrangements that you just heard. And all of them were so wonderful to work with and added so much to the album that we, you know, we obviously could not have done these tracks without their contributions.
Yeah, we were talking about it when we put together the tracks that have guests on them. I turned to Elizabeth and I went, well, we haven't actually asked any of these people yet. So what are we going to do if they say no? And Elizabeth's gone, well, we just won't have any guests then. We've written these tracks specifically for these musicians without even telling them.
I really did, especially Down the North, I think, which is one that I think you played might have played last week.
I played that last week,
yeah,
yes.
I really came up with a lot of the variations for that with Tom in mind. And then we got to actually ask him. I was like, oh no, what if Tom says no? But thankfully he said yes. So
everyone said yes. As they should indeed. Yeah. Excellent. So have you got any plans for the future? You've just got back from tour in Estonia. Are you played out at the moment, or you've got things you intend to do?
Yeah, I think we're taking a small just sort of chill break after tour. And then we've got some new plans in the works.
We've got some stuff lined up in Estonia next year. We're sort of planning for next year at the moment. We're in this period of contacting venues and festivals and stuff to try and get this music out to as many people as possible. Wherever.
Lovely to see you out at some festivals. Yeah.
Wherever we'll have us.
Well, we'll have you on the island as well, don't forget. We must organise something sometime. So it's been lovely talking to you both. That's Elizabeth Davison Blythe and Daniel Quayle. Thanks, guys. And we'll play another track from your album, The Coast Road.
Thank you so much.
And this track is Cherry Mountain. Aren't we lucky to have such great musicians here on the island? And you can bump into Elizabeth and Daniel perhaps at some of the sessions that are happening this week. There will be the O'Donnell session on Wednesday night. There's the Ramsey Folk Club in the Buffs Club on Thursday evening. There's the trad session in the Mitre, also in Ramsey, on Friday night. Also Friday night, actually, the Heinrich Manoeuvre are appearing at the folk sessions in the Centenary Centre, which is bound to be a great night. And I'm sure there'll be other sessions happening over the weekend. Now, I've noticed there's several new duos made up of established artists on the folk scene who are touring and recording this autumn. Lucy Farrell and Chris Strever, Emily Portman and Rob Habron are two. But for now, I'll play John Smith and Catherine Priddy with their version of the Kate and Anna McGarrigle song, Talk to Me of Mendocino.
I bid farewell to the state of old New York, my home away from home. The state of New York I came of age when first I started roaming, and the trees grow high. But in New York State I caught them. Talk to me of Mendocino. Closing my eyes I hear the sea. Must I wait? Must I follow?
Gorgeous. That's John Smith and Catherine Priddy. Catherine's album from last year, The Eternal Rocks Beneath, is essential listening. I'll play something off it soon. But staying in America, I messaged our old friend R.B. Morris recently to see how he was doing and if there was any chance of him touring on this side of the Atlantic. There's no plans for that, but he did send me, by good old-fashioned post from Knoxville, Tennessee, a copy of his latest CD, Going Back to the Sky. And from it, this is Red Sky.
Red sky at night, sailor's delight. Red sky at morning, sailor, take a warning. Now I ain't no sailor, it's gonna rain just the same. I'm walking down a freeway, there ain't nothing going my way today. If you wanna go to heaven, we'll stand by your man. If you wanna be happy, we'll hold out your hand. I'm holding my hand out, I'm getting no handouts today. And you fly right on by me, I don't know why you wanna do me this way. Hey, I've been to Frisco, Chicago, Seattle, Moose Jaw, Okemo, Wichita, and Wawa, and woe is me, I'd go anywhere. I'm beginning to wonder if you can get there from here. I wish I had a sweet kiss for every step I took. I wish I had my best thoughts all down in some book. Yeah, I wish I had a good gal to come take me away. Hey, I wish it wouldn't rain today. Red sky at night, sailor's delight. Red sky in morning, sailor take warning.
R.B. Morris there. The first I heard of him was perhaps around about 2005, I think. I got a phone call, I think probably from Jono, I think, asking if I had an amp for a visiting American guitarist to use in the Queens in Laxey. I took down a small valve amp, and it was for Hector Kirko, who was accompanying R.B. And I stayed for the gig, and it was so good, I went to their other gigs that weekend. They're doing two or three, I seem to remember. But then we invited them back for the Blues Festival, and I think one other time too. And me and Johnny G and Jim, we used to play one of RB's songs in Walter Ego for many years. Now, Altan, the great Irish trad band, played at Peel Castle around about that same time, I think. Here they are with Jimmy Lyons and the Teal Inn, which are Highlands, and the Red Crow and Broken Bridge, which are Reels. Thank you. That was Altan, now a song made famous by Bob Dylan. In fact, he claimed he wrote it, but here it's by one of my heroes, Roy Harper.
If you're travelling in the North Country far, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, well, please remember me to one who lives there, for she once was a true love of mine. And if you go when the snowflakes storm, the rivers freeze and summer ends, well, please see for me she has a coat so warm to keep her from the howling winds. And please see for me that her hair's hanging long, that it rolls and flows all down her breast. Please see for me that her hair's hanging long, for that's the way best. I'm wondering if she remembers me at all. How many times I've often laid in the darkness of my night, traveling in the North Country far, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline. Oh, please remember me to one who lives there, for she once was true love of mine.
Roy Harper there. He was one of the edgy 60s, 70s singer-songwriters whose intake of substances and a number of illnesses made everyone think he'd never make it out of the 1970s. But I went to his 70th birthday gig at the Royal Festival Hall, and I've seen him twice since. I think he's 82 now and still going. So that's just about it for this week, but as it's October the 31st before the next show, I thought it would be appropriate to play this with great rhythmic singing from the Mollog Band. And for those listening elsewhere, Hop Tune A is the Manx equivalent to Halloween and marking the start of the Celtic New Year and winter. Please get in touch via the email folkshow@manxradio.com and tune in next week.
Tashenny hound a hop chine, tanny salt and trollole.
Tashenny
hound
a hop
chine,
tanny
salt
and trollole.
Hop chine a trollole, tashenny hound a hop chine.
Hop
chine
a
trollole,
tashenny hound a hop
chine. Nocty hound a hop chine, miracle hound a trollole.
Nocty hound a
hop chine,
miracle hound a
trollole. Hop chine a trollole, tashenny hound a hop chine.
Hop
chine
a trollole, tashenny hound a hop
chine. Kellagis car. capchine, shiver a gowny trollale.
Killakas kia capchine, shiver a gowny trollale.
Hopchine is trollale to shenny hound a hopchine.
Hopchine is trollale to shenny hound a hopchine.
Krengan gown with chopchine and gown and beg beg trollale.
Krengan gown with chopchine and gown beg beg trollale.
Hopchine is trollale to shenny hound a hopchine.
Hopchine is trollale to shenny hound a hopchine.
Kerus a far top chine, have lost me and fra trollale.
Kerry wants a far top chine, have lost me and fra trollale.
Hop chine is trollale to shenny hound a hop chine.
Hop chine is trollale to shenny hound a hop chine.
Scummy mascone, hop chine, ragus a chiva trollale.
Scummy mascone, hop chine, ragus a chiva trollale.
Hop chine is trollale to shenny hound a hop chine.
Hop chine is trollale to shenny hound a hop chine.
Chumi mahai, hop chine. Yeshi me yai trollale.
Chibi mahai hop chine. Yeshi me yai trollale.
Hop chine is trollale to shenny hound a hop chine.
Hop chine is trollale to shenny hound a hop chine.
Feet me palkat hop chine. Rain a squeeze a trollale.
Feet me palkat hop chine. Rain a squeeze a trollale.
Hop chine is trollale to shenny hound a hop chine.
Hop chine is trollale to shenny hound a hop chine.
Ren me roy hop chine. Roy me gasnal. Ben trollale.
Rindy Roy, Hopchine, Rodigas Alban trollale.
Hopchine is trollale to shenny hound a hopchine.
Hopchine is trollale to shenny hound a hopchine.
Crenacht and chen, Hopchine, and keet for trow trollale.
Crenacht and chen, Hopchine, and keet for trow trollale.
Hopchine is trollale to shenny hound a hopchine.
Hopchine is trollale to shenny hound a hopchine.
And clean the cly, Hopchine, for benegger a cage a trollale.
Clim
the cly, hop chine, the banana cage, a trollale. Hop chine, a trollale, to shenny hound, a hop chine.
Hop chine, a trollale, to shenny hound, a hop chine.
And skin the gear, hop chine, yerry a mare, trollale.
And skin the gear, hop chine, yerry a mare, trollale.
Hop chine, a trollale, to shenny hound, a hop chine.
Hop chine, a trollale, to shenny hound, a hop chine.
Lappies a clued, hop chine, glasses a core, trollale.
Lappies a clued, hop chine, glasses a core, trollale.
Hop chine is trollale to shenny hound a hop chine.
Hop chine is trollale to shenny hound a hop chine.
Renne stockers to hop chine, va trickery keer a kill you man o.
Renne stockers to hop chine, va trickery keer a kill you man o.
Hop chine is trollale to shenny hound a hop chine. Hop chine is trollale to shenny hound a hop chine.